He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It's the July 26th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I am on the road today, but I wouldn't miss a show. So we're doing it from a mobile phone here this morning. The sound quality may not be as good as usual, but I'll try to make the content as good. Or as bad as usual, depending on how you look at it. The Dow is down 62 points right now, but, you know, that bull market stays intact. That's been in place for the last almost 4.5 years now. The NASDAQ is down 10. We're at 3,594. The S&P 500 is down 6.5 right now. It's at 1,683. We have the 10-year yield backing off, actually 5 basis points today. We're at 2.55 on the 10-year yield. The gold market down $4.80 per ounce this morning. Gold is at $1,324 per ounce. We have oil, up a few pennies, $107. Per barrel. We're paying about $4.10 for unleaded out here on the West Coast these days. The euro is at 1.33 right now. The euro continues to rise, making those European vacations a little bit more expensive. We continue to be in the throes of earnings season. We had a slew of earnings yesterday, that earnings season will continue for another couple of weeks before it finally starts to die down. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, where we pride ourselves in doing things just a little bit differently out here. You know, last week in my newsletter, I took on the whole theory of asset allocation. You know, asset allocation is like a gospel. There's a lot of practitioners and followers of asset allocation. Asset allocation calls for you spreading your assets around into many wide and various asset classes. And the theory is that when this asset's doing bad, this one will make up for it. And when that one's doing bad, this one will make up for it. And all combined together, you don't have a whole lot of risk. You're mitigating your risk. But on the other hand, you're also tempering down your gains quite considerably. Because just take a look at a 50-50 bond and stock mix this year. You've got the stock market up about 15%, and you got the bond market down about 15%. What is the net of that? Well, you didn't lose too much money, did you, in the bond market, because your stocks offset the loss in your bonds. But you could have participated and really had one heck of a good year so far in the stock market, but you didn't because it was offset by the bond market. So you know what? Everybody has to decide for themselves. Most people that I talk to that are in my industry, they recommend an asset allocation. Now, let me just say something about it from my point of view. People in my business that put you into an asset allocation don't have to do a whole lot more after that. Once they've put you into that asset allocation, whether it's 50-50 or 60-40 or 70-30 or what else it is, how often do they adjust it? Do they ever move assets out of one class into another when a freight train is headed right for an asset class? I pointed out in my newsletter last week that there was a freight train headed right for the bond market. Freight train Ben Bernanke was coming around the bend, and he was sounding his horn. It was inevitable that at some point in time he would be tapering back on his bond purchases, and interest rates would start to head higher. Yet the gospel of asset allocation says to stay the course, to just hunker down, stay on the tracks, and if you get run over by the freight train, the bond freight train, you'll have your stock market train to make up for it. I don't personally see the wisdom in this. You know what? I see, instead, an easy way out of managing money. Heck, it would be a lot easier for me to put you into, you come to me, you're 60 years old, okay, I'm going to put you into 5 bond mutual funds, and I'm going to put you into 5 stock mutual funds. I'll see you next year. And I don't have to make any changes along the way. No management. A year from now, we have our annual meeting. Well, you made 4% this year. You're now 61 years old. We need to slide just a little bit more into the bond market. Boy, that make my job a heck of a lot easier. We were on the road yesterday traveling to see some baseball, as if we don't see enough baseball as it is. And I was in the back. I have a little office in the back of our vehicle, and I was checking stocks, and I was trading. There, it's amazing what technology, how far technology has come in my lifetime. I think it's a true blessing to have the technology that we have today. But it's a lot of work. We left home about 8 a.m., arrived at our destination at about 2, 3 p.m. I don't think I stopped over looking at stocks, making sure my stocks were okay. That's a lot harder work than kicking back for a year and saying, oh, let's see how you did. Okay, we need to make a little adjustment here because you're older. I don't know. Look, everybody has to decide for themselves on how they want to invest their money. If you can sleep better at night, having your assets spread all over hell's half acre and thinking that you're protected when one asset goes down, another one goes up, well, you know what? I mean, this common sense and logic tells you that you're going to get very mediocre returns, average returns. But at the same time, okay, I hear your argument, but I can't lose too much. To me, you're better off just buying a CD, getting your 1%, and being done with it, because inflation's kicking along at 2 or 3%. But anyways, this has been a very good year for the stock market, obviously. The key is, I don't believe in being 100% invested in the stock market all the time. You have to flow where the action is. Go back to 2008, the bond market was up 32% that year. The stock market was down 38%. That year. And you say, well, an asset allocation would have been great, Gunderson. You would have ended up the year even. Yeah, but what if you would have had 80 or 90% of your assets in the bond market that year? You could have made money that year. Doesn't that sound even a little bit more enticing than breaking even? So, you know, I'm a believer in flowing with the flow of the economy and the market. When you have a rising interest rate environment, that just spells doom for the bond market. When you have an economy that's starting to slide into recession, like we had in 2007, 2008, you have doom for the stock market. When you have a dollar that's getting crushed and inflation that's running wild, that spells boom for the commodities market. We've seen some tremendous runs in commodities over the years. So, you know what? I have mathematical formulas. There's no guarantees. I apply them to the various asset classes. I rank them on a daily basis. There has been very little change in the last year. When trends are in place, money can be made. When trends change, you have to change with those trends or money can be lost, and hard-earned money that you gained during the last trend, You can watch it go bye-bye if you don't change with the changing trends in the market. If nothing else, check out my newsletter every single week just to see the ranking of the asset classes. That's going to help you with your 401k investing at work tremendously. I don't care if you only have 10 choices at work. How about being invested in the right ones? That makes a huge, huge difference. And how about protecting yourself or attempting to protect yourself when these trends change? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land, and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the hard 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do, or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This weekend, just like every other weekend, I'll be publishing my weekly newsletter. The newsletter goes through the ranking of the asset classes, vital roadmap to your investing. It goes through the ranking of the sectors. How important has it been to know that the medical-related stocks, healthcare, biotechs, pharmaceuticals, have been the best sectors in the market? Now you've got the regional banks joining in the fray because of rising interest rates, throwing a little bit of the consumer stocks, and you're in the right areas of the market. I've said many times, 10% of the fishermen catch 90% of the fish. The reason is they know how to fish and they know where the fish are. Knowing where the fish are is the beginning of that search. And going to that area and not wasting your time in the vast desert that is the rest of the stock market is absolutely vital. Okay, having said that, we know that this is a great year for the stock market. It's a terrible year for the bond market. A balanced portfolio has not performed very well this year. A portfolio that's heavily weighted in equities this year has performed very, very well. Okay, number one. Number two, the medical sector, medical-related stocks, pharmaceuticals, biotechs, healthcare, have been the leading sectors in the market. That's the other thing I do in my newsletter every single week as I show you the rankings of the sectors. And, of course, you can look them up daily in my app, the Best Stocks Now app, which has just gone ballistic. The downloads of the app on a daily basis have increased exponentially. It's unbelievable. So if you haven't downloaded the app for your Droid or your Apple device, you know what? It's up to you. The free version alone has all of the asset classes and all of the sectors in the market. And then, of course, the subscription version has all of the model portfolios, which are doing very, very well this year. You check it out for yourself. You can go to my website at bwstreet.com. Okay, we're going to go to Foster City and visit a company, knock on their door. We haven't been there for a while. It's come back into favor after falling out of favor for a little while. In my office, I have some large posters on my wall of screenshots from my app. One of the stocks that we're especially proud of in discovering a long time ago is Gilead Sciences. We more than doubled our money in Gilead Sciences. I sold Gilead Sciences in the late spring as it started to roll over. I didn't like the behavior. I didn't like the action in Gilead Sciences. But, and it, you know, it started to drop in rank. The chart started to fall. That's how I, or that's my sell discipline with stocks. That's why I look at them every day. I should just become an asset allocator. It sure be a heck of a lot easier. I'd only have to look at this stuff once a year instead of every single day. But I was watching Gilead Sciences, and I watched it dip below its 20-day moving average. I watched it dip below its 50-day moving average. I watched the 20 cross over the 50. I just didn't like the chart of the stock, and I saw that the stock was dropping in rank. I like to focus like in the top 200 or so out of the 3,400 that I follow. But guess what? Gilead rolled over. I sold it at some point. I believe it was more than a double. I think it was 104% gain. It rolled over, it caught hold, and it's been rising ever since. And it's been rising in rank. And it's been rising in its charts. And it went back above its 20-day moving average. And it went back above its 50-day moving average. It hit resistance. And then it broke through resistance. When stocks break through resistance, I call those breakouts. If you follow me during the day during Twitter, at Bill Gunderson, or if you merely look at the tweets that I sent out during the day, at the end of the day. You can go to my website, pwstreet.com, or you can go to the app. There's a little button that says Daily Tweets, and you'll see maybe anywhere from 5 to 10 tweets that I send out during the day after looking at hundreds and hundreds of stocks. And when I see something break out or something significant happen, I send out a tweet. I'm not one of these guys that sends out a tweet every time I do something. I'm eating breakfast now. I'm getting on the airplane. Who cares? You know what? I want something that's really important. So when I see something important, I send out a tweet. I really like the way Gilead Sciences has been behaving lately. And I am back in the stock. The performance of the stock has been sensational over the years. Gilead Sciences is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. And it's in the best sector in the market. It's a biotech stock. Look, I don't know what it is with the biotech stocks this year, but they are just on fire. From the largest biotechs like Biogen and Gilead on down to some of the little smallest ones like Alnylam and Isis Pharmaceuticals, etc. The biotechs are on fire. All right, Gilead Sciences, performance. Gilead is one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. Over the last 10 years, Gilead has delivered 22% per year to investors. Over the last 3 years, 52% per year to investors. Over the last 12 months, the stock is up 134%. Even in the year 2008, you say to yourself, I'll bet biotechs got clobbered in 08 when the market was down 38%. Not so at all. The biotechs, most of them were in positive territory that year. Go figure. Gilead was up 12% in 2008. Now you say, well, what about valuation? Most biotechs don't have any earnings. Gilead does have earnings. Gilead's had earnings for quite some time. In fact, their earnings have been growing over the last 5 years at about a 15% per year clip. They're expected to make $2.96 in earnings, that's per share, next year. When I take that $2.96 and I grow them by the analyst consensus 5-year growth rate, I come up with potential earnings 5 years from now of $7.51. When I use a very conservative multiple, in this case I use a 15 multiple, I come up with a $112 5-year price target. In my book, Gilead still has 90% upside potential over the next 5 years. There's no guarantees. But it passes the performance test. It passes the value test. The stock chart, new highs today. Gilead, not a recommendation, an example of a best stock now. We'll be right back.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see 3 model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor. Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. To asset allocate or not asset allocate? That is the question. I'm not a believer. This is a year that has heavily favored the stock market. More specifically, this is a year that has favored the U.S. stock market. I had a portfolio emailed to me the other day for my comment. It had about 25 different positions in it, but they were all mutual fund positions. You know how many stocks you own when you own 25 different mutual funds? You probably own the whole entire market, just about. And it was heavily weighted in foreign and international mutual funds. And that's all I can say is, who's managing the money? Who's minding the mint? You just sit tight? Is this buy and hold, long-term investing? I don't know. I don't have any exposure. The foreign and domestic, or the foreign and international emerging market stocks fell out of favor big time in January of this year, and they have been terrible places to be ever since. Now, there have been many times over the last decade where that's been the area to make money, where that's the area where the fish are biting, where that's the area to exploit. But these guys that drill for oil, they don't just stick a drill anywhere and start drilling. They do a whole bunch of research first. They increase the probabilities as much as possible before they spend the money of drilling for oil. I think that if you're looking in the market, you're looking to drill for oil and to try to make some money, let's increase the odds as much as we possibly can. There's still no guarantees. Even these big oils with the oil companies with all of their high-tech equipment and all of their engineers and all of their surveyors and all of their people that have been in the oil industry all their life, I'm sure they still hit plenty of dry holes. But generally speaking, they've got a lot of different spots where they're drilling. And the vast majority of them, if they did their work right, are going to produce oil. But they're drilling in the right areas of the country where there's known to be oil and where the surveys say there is oil. And I just believe that, you know what? I believe that at any given time, there's areas of the market that are producing, and there's areas of the market that are a desert wasteland. The bond market has been a desert wasteland since the fall of last year. Until interest rates start to go down, you'd have to ask yourself, what would cause that? When would that happen? Well, I guess if the economy got into real big trouble once again, you'd see a flight to safety into the bond market, and you would see interest rates go down. But if the economy continues to tinker along and improve little by little, here a little, there a little, it's going to be very difficult for the bond market to get any traction anytime soon. So what do? While the bond market is stumbling and bumbling along and it's a vast wasteland, you make money where the oil is flowing, and the oil is flowing right now in the equities market. Ownership of companies, not being a lender to a company. One of the areas that's come on real strong here recently because of rising, not interest rates, rising oil prices. What's happened with oil recently? You fill up your car every day or every few days at the gas pump. Unless you ride a bike to work, then hey, congratulations. I walk to work, so I go one better than you. I'm not even leaving tire tracks on the road. I guess footprints is what I leave. Anyways, oil has gone to $107 per barrel. Unleaded gasoline has soared. In fact, you can invest in unleaded gasoline. Did you know that? That there's an exchange-traded fund called UGA, which tracks the price of gasoline futures. But there's also companies that get oil out of the ground, and they're getting oil out of the ground once again as fast as they can because oil prices are soaring. $107 per barrel. I know you down in Texas listening to my show in Dallas, or most of you are very aware of soaring oil prices right now. Good for business, good for the economy. A lot of money, a lot of jobs, a lot of employment comes from the oil industry. There's a company headquartered in Houston, Texas, which currently qualifies as a best stock now. And it's a stock that I own in my conservative growth accounts here at Gunderson Capital Management. The name of the stock is Cabot Oil and Gas. This is a growth stock. This is not a company that pays a big dividend. In fact, the dividend yield is 0.2%. But their earnings are expected to soar this year and next year and for the next several years. This year, their earnings are expected to increase by 132% over last year. And next year, they're looking for another 69% increase in earnings. The company is engaged in the exploration and production of oil and gas in Pennsylvania, South Texas, and the Texas Panhandle. Isn't that area picked over? Well, you know, the new technologies that we have today make it possible to go in and get a lot of oil that was left behind. And Pennsylvania's really been kind of a recent discovery of the shale up there. People that own land in Pennsylvania all of a sudden are making a little extra money on that land as they come through, lease it, the oil company, and you get a share, some royalties off the oil that comes out of your land. That only makes sense. Cabot Oil and Gas, COG, is a $16 billion market cap company. It's a large cap stock. It, in my book, is appropriate for large cap conservative growth investors. And I like it a lot better. This isn't ExxonMobil. This isn't Chevron. This is still only a $16 billion company with a lot of room to grow and capital appreciation potential for its shareholders. The stock has done very well. It's performed very well over the years. Over the last 10 years, Cabot, COG, has delivered 33% per year to investors. Compare that to Chevron or Exxon. Over the last 3 years, Cabot has delivered 65% to investors. Compare that to Chevron or Exxon or BP. Over the last 12 months, Cabot's up 82%. Cabot gets a performance grade of A right now. It also gets a momentum grade of A right now because the stock has outperformed the market by a wide margin over the last 12 months. I love performance of stocks. I love stocks that are performing. That tells me that whatever environment we have in our economy today, they're benefiting from that. It tells me that management of the company has the shareholders in mind. They're trying to make money for you, the shareholder. Oh, I'm sure they're doing well themselves also. Thank you. They deserve to do well if they're making money for the shareholders. And if they're putting gasoline in our cars, we took about an eight-hour trip yesterday. We didn't do it on solar power. Unfortunately, we didn't do it on electric power. We stopped a couple times at the gas station and used that gasoline that's made from that oil that these companies get out of the ground. Cabot Oil and Gas passes the performance test with flying colors. What about the valuation test? Well, if we take the earnings estimates that are out there on the street, $2.60, there's probably 10 or 12 analysts that cover this company. And if we extend them out over the next 5 years at the growth rate that's expected by the analysts, of course, we have to stay on top of this now every quarter, make sure they're on track. And if we apply a multiple that I think is appropriate, in this case, I'm using a multiple of 16 on future earnings, I come up with a $139 target price on the stock. It still has, in my opinion, another 90% upside potential over the next 5 years. No guarantees. Those are the expectations. Lastly, that all-important stock chart broke out yesterday to new all-time highs. Not a recommendation, another example of a best stock now, and we own it at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter, give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've covered a lot of ground here in the past hour. We talked about asset allocation, the asset allocation model that is so popularly used across America in financial planning and investment advisory firms like mine. I think there's holes in it. In fact, the title of my newsletter last week was, Are There Holes in Your Asset Allocation? I have a problem with asset allocation. Me, I guess, I'm a strategic asset allocator. I go where the action is, and I avoid the places where there's a freight train pulling through, like in the bond market, like the gold market got broadsided by a freight train, and it hasn't recovered yet. Now, eventually, at some point in time, I don't know when, these asset classes will get back up on their feet, start getting their sea legs back, and be the best asset classes once again. But in the meantime, until they do that, doesn't it make sense to make money where the action is? If nothing else, like I say, get my newsletter just to see where I rank the asset classes every week. As of last week, it was still small cap stocks. The top three spots of the 45 different asset classes that I tracked, the top three spots were small cap stocks. They've been there for over a year. How valuable is that information to know for your 401k, for your college funds, for your Roth, for your IRA, for your trust account, for your inherited money? It's very important to know. The second best asset classes are mid-cap stocks, and I'm not talking European, I'm not talking Asian or Chinese or South America, right here in America. This has been in place for a long time. And when trends are in place, money can be made. When trends change, you need to change along with those trends. That's why it's so important to track along in my newsletter every week at the ranking of the asset classes. I offer out my free newsletter, absolutely no obligation. For the first 4 weeks, you get all my model portfolios. And then after that, until you cry uncle, I continue to send you the free version of the newsletter, which has everything except the model portfolios. It has the ranking of the asset classes. It has the ranking of the next subject I want to talk about, which is the ranking of the sectors in the market. That can also be a critical piece of the puzzle for your 401k. Some 401ks offer a wide range of mutual funds. I don't know if your 401k offers small cap mutual funds. I'm sure they probably do. That's one of your choices. You say, hey, you know, I've heard and I've been following along and I know that this is the place to make money this year. Think how important that is for your 401k money. Secondly, one step below the asset classes are the sectors. As of last week, and I'll be publishing my newsletter again this week to see if there's any new sectors moving up the leaderboard, to see if there's any of the current sector leaders dropping from the leaderboard. I can give you a good example of both. Several months ago, the home building sector started dropping. I had a fairly big exposure to some of the home building and building and construction related stocks. As they began to fall from grace, the stocks within that sector began to fall from grace. And I got rid of all of my positions several months ago in the home building sector. And it has done very little ever since. Will it come back at some point in time and take the top spot or the top number five or four? Probably. But until it does, I'm not interested. Conversely, one of the sectors in the market has come charging up the leaderboard, the regional banking sector, because they benefit from rising interest rates. Doesn't it make more sense to own an asset class that benefits from rising interest rates than one that suffers from rising interest rates? That's just common sense to me. You go into your asset allocator financial advisor and say, give me your argument for owning bonds right now.
and for staying in bonds and writing them down with my portfolio when you knew interest rates were going to go higher. I want to hear their argument for keeping you in the bond market. So we have a new leader at the top. Comes in at number 7 right now, the regional banking sector. There's regional bank mutual funds. There's regional bank exchange-traded funds. And there's tons and tons of little regional banks out there that I rank on a daily basis. Now, the other side of this equation are the worst asset classes to be in. If your guy or gal has you in heavily weighted in gold, well, you know what? I'd want to know why. Gold at some point will come back into favor, but it's been a horrible investment. You've not only lost money in gold, but you've missed the opportunity in the stock market. That's a double whammy. Emerging markets continue to be a horrible place to be. If you have exposure more than 5% to the emerging markets, I'd want answers as to why. Is anybody minding the mint? Well, I say, well, you know, over the long haul, you know what? Over the long haul, we're dead. That's what we are, over the long haul. In the meantime, we got to make money while we're alive, all right? That's my belief here. So anyways, I think the newsletter could be a tremendous tool for you. I offer out an awful lot of information on a free basis every single week for you to follow along. Hey, if I can make you a little money and make you a more educated and better investor and keep you out of the pitfall, that's one of the main reasons I'm in this business. Because when I first started investing as a young man, I was taken advantage of by many unscrupulous brokers and whatnot. I said, you know what? I'm going to learn this myself. I'm sick of this. And I have devoted my life, I would say, to learning the various ins and outs of the investing world. I don't like commission products. I don't like private offerings. I don't like partnerships, this kind of thing. I like publicly traded, transparent, track record type stuff. If you have any interest in our services, we're 855-611-BEST. To get the newsletter, it's pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.